We got some pretty exciting news today regarding the health of New York Giants WR1 Malik Nabers as the Giants are getting ready to kick off training camp. Today, the rookies reported to camp. Their first camp practices of the summer are bound to begin in the coming days, and the veterans will be reporting next week. Along with those veterans, of course, will be Malik Nabers, but there's been a lot of questions regarding his health, his status, and his rehab from the torn ACL meniscus that he suffered last season. Now, there's been a lot of different conflicting reports on Malik Nabers. Some have said he won't practice at all this summer. Others have said he'll be practicing early this summer. Some have said he won't be ready till week five and he'll start the season off on the PUP list. Others have said he should be good to go by week one. Well, today we got our first inclination that he should be ready for week one. So a positive injury report and update in today's episode that I'm going to be going ahead and breaking down and reacting to, as well as to the news of the New York Giants having a number of players placed on the PUP list today. So as we preview training camp and get ready for it, I'm going to go ahead and dive into this discussion here on Fireside Giants presented by Prize Picks. I'm Anthony Rivardo. Let's waste no more time and dive right in. So this is exactly what Jordan Renan of ESPN reported today regarding Malik Nabers. Quote, when and how he returns will be contingent on the progress he makes throughout the summer. As a result, all eyes will be on Nabers, who is expected to avoid the physically unable to perform list. When he runs, how he runs, and when he can practice will be deduced based off his every move, Randon reported on ESPN. So let's pull from that quote the most important line. As a result, all eyes will be on Nabers, who is expected to avoid the physically unable to perform list. This is a deviation from what we previously heard, specifically from Jordan Renan. Jordan Renan is the one who a couple of months ago reported that he would not be surprised at all to see Nabers wind up on the PUP list and miss the first four games of the season. But instead, that's not going to be the outcome here. Jordan Renan now reporting that he will not be placed on the PUP list to start training camp. Now, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet here with Malik Nabers. It is totally possible that he runs around in practice, it doesn't go so hot, and then he winds up not making it through the whole training camp process, and he winds up on the PUP list later on in the summer. But as of right now, this is a great sign for Malik Nabers where he is in terms of his health and recovery, because there are several players who were placed on the PUP list today, Malik Nabers not being one of them. Now, let me give you guys the list of the players that were placed on the list, that being Roy Robertson-Harris. No surprise there, as he tore his Achilles earlier this offseason during OTAs. Now, just a detail on Roy Robertson-Harris before I get to the next two names on this list. The Giants do feel as though Roy Robertson-Harris will be able to return by season's end. That's why they are not placing him on season-ending injured reserve. They feel like he could potentially return in the final month of the season, which would obviously be a big boost to this defense if he's able to do so. Roy Robertson-Harris started all 17 games for the Giants last season. He is a starting caliber defensive tackle. And for this Giants team that has rebuilt this defensive tackle room and is a little bit thin in that defensive tackle room, they're holding out hope that they will get that reinforcement by the end of the year as they prepare, hopefully, to make a run into the postseason. So keep an eye on Roy Robertson-Harris. There is precedent for a John Harbaugh player to return from a torn Achilles midseason, that being a player that's now on the New York Giants in Ardarius Washington. He tore his Achilles last spring during OTAs with the Baltimore Ravens, but did return by week 15 to get back out there on the field. And although the Ravens didn't make that run into the postseason, had they made that run, Ardarius Washington would have been able to compete with them on the field after recovering from a torn Achilles midseason. So that's what they're hoping for with Roy Robertson-Harris. That's why they are placing him on the PUP list, not on a season-ending injured reserve. I know oftentimes we hear, oh, a player tore his Achilles, he's going to IR. That's not going to be the case for Roy Robertson-Harris. They feel as though he can make it back by the end of the year. But the next player who is placed on the PUP list is another defensive tackle, that being Sam Roberts. And then the final one being Thomas Fedoni II. Seventh round pick out of the draft last year, Thomas Fedoni flashed a ton during the summer practices and the preseason last summer, but unfortunately, he's been banged up since the spring. He's going to miss the start of training camp. Now, just to give you guys the kind of definition of the PUP list and what it means for these players who are placed on it, as well as what it doesn't mean for Nabers as he wasn't placed on it, let me give you the exact description of the PUP list here from Giants.com. Quote, a player can only be placed on the active/PUP list before the start of training camp. So my apologies earlier. I said, let's see if Malik Nabers gets placed on the PUP list later on in the summer? Not possible. A player can only be placed on the active slash PUP list before the start of the training camp. The player counts against the 90-man roster limit and can come off the PUP list at any point during camp and practice immediately. He can participate in team meetings and use the team facilities during the preseason while on active slash PUP. He can also work out on the side during practices, but cannot participate in any portion of practice, walkthroughs, individual drills, seven-on-sevens, team drills, etc. Players on the active slash PUP list could be moved to the reserve slash PUP list during roster cutdowns. If placed on the reserve slash PUP list, a player wouldn't count against the active roster and must sit out the first four games. So that's the big deal here, is any player that gets moved to the reserve PUP list is required to miss at least the first month of the season. And that was the big fear with Malik Nabers, was that he could start out this summer on the active slash PUP list, not make enough progress, and then be placed on the reserve slash PUP list during roster cutdowns, which would, of course, free up the Giants of a roster spot, but also leave them without their WR1 for the first four games of the season. Instead, that's not going to be the case. Malik Nabers, will be back out on the practice field sooner rather than later, evidenced by the fact that he is not landing on the active PUP list nor the reserve PUP list to start training camp. So how soon will we see Malik Nabers? Will we see him in the preseason? I doubt it, but we should see him sooner rather than later, as I mentioned. Now, for these other guys like Thomas Fidone, like Roy Robertson-Harris, Roy Robertson-Harris is very likely to be placed from the PUP active list to the PUP reserve list. He's not going to be ready by the end of the summer to get back on the field. He wouldn't be ready until later on during the regular season. So in the meantime, he'll be on the active PUP list. He'll be able to participate in some of those walkthroughs and some of those team meetings, but he's not going to be back on the practice field anytime soon. So do expect to see Roy Robertson-Harris land on the reserve PUP list later on this summer. However, don't expect to see Malik Nabers on there, because if they were probably planning on putting him on the reserve PUP list, they would have had him start out training camp at the very least on the active PUP list. So the fact that Malik Nabers isn't on the active PUP list, what does that mean for him? What does it mean for his ability to get involved in practice early? Well, let's go ahead and break that down after I give a quick shout out to the sponsor of today's episode, which is, of course, Prize Picks. Now, if you guys haven't heard about Prize Picks yet, it is America's number one sports picks app. Super easy to use. And, you know, all you have to do is just pick more or less on a few of your favorite player's stats, build your lineup, and then submit. It's really that easy. It's also very straightforward and accessible. It's available in most states, including California, Texas, and Florida. And one of the coolest parts about Prize Picks, you can follow people on the app like a social media app. So you can follow me at Anthony Rivardo and tail some of my lineups and picks before I even post them here on the channel. So let me just show you guys real quick how it works. As you can see, they've got pretty much every sport you could think of. MLB, MLB Live, in case you want to make picks live. League of Legends, video games are on here. Table tennis, darts, Canadian Football League, NBA or WNBA, three-point shooting, or NFL and NFL season, which is what we like to look at. Now, let me just circle a few picks that I do really like for this upcoming season regarding these NFL touchdown picks. I do love the Derrick Henry more than 12.5 rushing touchdowns. I think he clears that pretty much every year. And I also really do love Bijan Robinson more than 8.5 rushing touchdowns. Those are two picks that I would certainly lock into a lineup, as well as I think Cam Scataboo for more than 4.5 with the little goblin there. Yeah, lower odds, or, you know, better, worse odds in terms of payout, but still very easy to clear. Might as well toss that in there, a little sweetener on your lineup. Scataboo is going to be getting fed the rock in an offense that plans to run the ball a lot this season. So that's how easy it is to just kind of build a lineup and make some picks. And like I said, guys, make sure you follow along with me so you see my picks. And also, when you do download the app, use code HMA, play your first $5, and get $150 in lineups if you win that first $5 play. So no pressure. Make sure you win that first one, and then you'll get $150 in lineups. So pretty sweet there deal there if you use code HMA. So make sure to download the app. Good luck, guys. And remember to always play responsibly. Now, back to the discussion on Malik Nabers. I actually think there's a really solid chance now that he will be on the field for week one. The reason being, we've heard a few different kind of murmurs now over the last month or so from John Harbaugh and other sources that he's actually nearing his return to the practice field. Him not starting out training camp on the PUP active list is a pretty clear sign that the Giants think he can get involved with some of these team drills sooner rather than later. Just as a refresher, this is what was listed on Giants.com in terms of the things that players on the active PUP list cannot participate in. Walkthroughs, individual drills, seven-on-sevens, team drills, etc. So, if Malik Nabers was on the active PUP list, he wouldn't be participating in any of those things. No seven-on-sevens, no one-on-ones with the cornerbacks, no walkthroughs even. So, the Giants obviously want Malik Nabers involved in those walkthroughs and all those other drills as well. But if he wasn't physically ready to do those things, he'd be on the active PUP list, and he's not. Which tells me that the Giants feel pretty confident that sooner rather than later, they can get him incorporated into those team drills. He can start running some routes very soon, not towards the end of the summer, but towards the beginning of the summer, which echoes the sentiment that we recently heard from John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh said that Cam Scataboo will be ready to go at the start of training camp. And then he also said Malik Nabers is not far behind him. He said Malik Nabers is behind Scataboo. He's not going to be ready to go and do everything all at once at the start of training camp, but it shouldn't take much longer for him to catch up to Cam Scataboo. That's what he said recently. I believe he was speaking on either ESPN or Believe. I can't remember exactly, but John Harbaugh did mention he thinks that Malik Nabers is going to be back and practicing in full sooner rather than later. And this is our first signal that that is actually true and not just coach speak, not just John Harbaugh saying things to keep the fan base at ease. No, he's actually pretty confident that Nabers will be back on the practice field soon. If he wasn't confident in that, if he didn't feel and the Giants medical staff did not feel like Nabers could return to practicing and in full soon, they would have put him on active slash PUP list. Instead, he's not on any PUP list, not reserve PUP list, not active PUP list. And that means that the Giants are probably going to try and get him involved in these walkthroughs at the very least as soon as possible. So as the Giants report to training camp next week, keep in mind, guys, it was at the end of May where Malik Nabers was participating in the Brian Burns charity softball event, hit some home runs, rounded the bases, looked completely fine to me. He participated in the dodgeball portion of that charity softball event. He was moving around. I wouldn't say he was cutting, but he was certainly moving laterally, which was a good sign to me. I know that some, you know, fans posted clips on social media and some of those ridiculous aggregator accounts tried to say that his knee looked cooked. No, he was just moving in a way where he could avoid the dodgeballs. It's actually his knee looked really good to me. I was there in person on the sideline, literally 2 feet away from Malik Nabers witnessing this. So I can tell you he looked good, he looked healthy, and he was moving pretty solidly. Plus, keep in mind, guys, Malik Nabers has been posting on social media all throughout the offseason, and he's posted videos of him training. He's posted pictures of him working out. Yeah, maybe his leg, his knee does look a little bit smaller than his other leg and knee, but it does look like he is working on regaining that strength. He's been doing squats. He's been doing other things to develop the muscles in his leg and strengthen and fortify the muscles around that knee. Now, obviously, you can't just heal overnight. You're not an alien if you're Malik Nabers. You're just a human. And so it's going to take some time for him to get back up into full speed here. And he's going to have to go through the rest of this weight training and process and all these practices in training camp to get ready for week one. But I do feel as though, give him a couple more weeks, get him back in the building, get him involved in those walkthroughs and those team meetings. I do think that's critical considering this is a Giants offense that's installing a new scheme. It has an all-new coaching staff, and it has a quarterback going into year two of his career with more responsibilities and duties under center and from a play-calling standpoint. So with Jackson Dart now having more autonomy to make changes at the line, to run this offense as he sees fit in conjunction with his offensive coordinator, he's going to need his wide receiver one on the same page as him, whether or not that WR1 is even out there in the preseason or in training camp. So getting those two on the same page, getting them up to speed with one another, ensuring that Malik Nabers doesn't fall behind in the process of installing this new offense is critical. So that's why he's not being placed on the PUP list, so that he can be there for those team meetings, those walkthroughs, and everything else. And now, All eyes on Malik Nabers. Let's see what happens next week when the Giants report to training camp officially in West Virginia with the veterans present. Once they all get on the practice field, let's see where Malik Nabers is. Let's see how much he's able to do. I will say this does remind me of Cam Scataboo earlier this spring. We didn't really expect Cam Scataboo to go out there and do full 11-on-11 drills like he did in the spring. But nevertheless, he did those drills, indicating he is fully healthy and he will be a full participant in practice during training camp. And now that is confirmed, Cam Scataboo will be exactly that. We also had plenty of people who didn't expect Malik Nabers to enter training camp without being placed on the PUP list. He has gone ahead and entered training camp not on the PUP list. So that means there's a good chance he's out there doing those drills very soon. But guys, I'm pretty excited about this news. Let me know what you think about it down below in the comment section. Do you think that the Giants are rushing Malik Nabers back? I don't think so personally, but I did see somebody comment that underneath the Fireside Giants Instagram post. So I don't think they're rushing him back. I think they're just confident in where he is, and I think he's been doing his due diligence to get his body right and healthy. And man, do we need him for week one or what? Crucial divisional opponent, the Dallas Cowboys under primetime lights. We obviously need Malik Nabers out there, and this is a great first positive sign that he will indeed be ready for the first game of the regular season. So guys, let me know what you think down below in the comment section. Leave a like if you enjoyed, subscribe to us, and make sure to ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. And also follow along with us on all of our social media channels, including at Fireside Giants and at Anthony_Rivardo on both Instagram, X, and Facebook. So I'll catch you all in the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.